excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Oregon edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the way home from Eugene after the Oregon game on September 26th. Well, there's no doubt that just about every Bear fan of every generation is very disappointed today. This was a crushing blow of a loss. It wasn't just that the Bears lost. I think many were prepared for that possibility, that they knew this Oregon team was better than they had played against Boise State and better than they had played the last two games, and that they could eventually get their act together and play a game like they played against the Bears. But I think what is most distressing is how poorly the Bears played across the board. And this really might just be the most embarrassing loss of the Tedford era. I mean, what are the other candidates? You have the 2004 Holiday Bowl, which in my opinion actually probably is the second most embarrassing loss, because of how much hype there was around that team and how strongly everyone had argued that they deserved to be in the Rose Bowl, and then they got thrashed in the Holiday Bowl. But the other candidates would be 2006 against Tennessee. But everyone there knew that while there was a lot of hype around that team, that Tennessee was a very difficult team to beat, particularly at home, and that it was going to be no walk in the park, which people mostly expected of the 2004 Holiday Bowl. You could consider other games like the 2006 Arizona game, but again, that game was close and it was a conference game, and hard to call that really embarrassing as much as disappointing. And then games like the 2005 UCLA game, again, it was close, and it turned out that UCLA was a better team than people had been thinking. And so it may be that by the end of this season, if Oregon continues to roll along and do very well, that this game will be looked back on as not quite as embarrassing as it feels right now. But at least right now, this does feel like the most embarrassing loss of the Tedford era. And it is by far the largest margin of loss that the Bears have ever had. In fact, you have to go back to that 2005 UCLA game to find two other games where the Bears gave up 40 points. They gave it up then, and then they gave it up in 2008 to Arizona, and then today. So obviously very distressing. And I think what makes it just as distressing is not how bad the loss was, but just that nothing went well. Even parts of the game that we've come to take for granted, like the punter. I mean, when was the last time anger truly shanked a punt? I mean, a 5-yard punt. I don't know that he's ever done it. And then the rest of his punts were pretty mediocre. He averaged 35 yards. And we've just assumed that our punting game's never going to be a problem. But then in all the other areas where we've had our concerns, from Riley's consistency to play calling to not using best enough to pass protection to the young linebackers, all kinds of things that we had hopes that we were doing pretty well, but we knew somewhere that there are issues that were yet to be uncovered. And this game exposed our worst fears for every single one of those categories. I'm not going to go over them one by one, but I am going to point out the ones that I think were the biggest factors. And for me, I think it all really does come down to play calling, because this team was in the game until about the mid-second quarter. And football is so much about emotion and intensity and momentum. And when the players start to feel like the game they're being told to play by their coaches isn't working, and they're not seeing adjustments come in, it's very hard, no matter how much those players buy into the program as a whole, for them to keep playing at 100% and to keep giving it their all to that type of a game plan. I mean, just as a simple example, if you're told as an outside linebacker, you know, to rush the passer on every play, but you keep getting burned on a certain type of play, even when you go to rush the passer the next time, you're going to take a little hesitant step when you see that thing developing that could be how you got burned in the past. So even if rushing the passer was the right call, you're going to be very thrown off, and you're not going to play as well as you did when you believed in the game plan. So I really think the game plan and the play calling was everything, because it was truly atrocious. And I'll start with the defensive side of the ball. Oregon hadn't been using their tight end a lot, but everybody knew that they wanted to. They just weren't able to get it done. And so why Cal wasn't assigning an inside linebacker to guard him and to sit that 5 to 10 yards off the ball and wait for those dump-off passes to come and then nail the tight end, either jarring it loose or limiting them to a very short gain. I mean, that's what we've done in the past, and it worked very effectively against Oregon. But for whatever reason, we didn't do it in this game, and Dixon just ran all over us. I mean, he had 11 catches for 148 yards and 3 touchdowns. He literally had half the rushing yards, half the points, and nearly half the receptions. And it's just unacceptable, because so much of it was very preventable, and I'm not sure why the defense was so oblivious to that possibility, and there was no adjustment to it. Even in the fourth quarter, they were still able to rip those plays off. The other area where the defensive game plan was very weak was the wide receiver screens. I mean, they'd bring out 3 wide receivers to one side and then throw to one of them and let the other two block. And so if you only have 2 guys out there, if you only have a safety and a cornerback, they're going to be picked up and the play is going to go for at least 5 to 10 yards. You have to bring a third player over. Now, whether that means you drop into a nickel formation to get an extra defensive back on the field, or, which is much more the way the Bears would normally do things, is bring your outside linebacker over there. You have to get a third guy over there and close to the line of scrimmage so that you have at least 2 of the 3 within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage and the last guy within 10. But again, they weren't doing that. Now, that one they made more adjustments on and they got better as the game went on. But it was still distressing to not see it be changed quickly enough, dynamically enough. In fact, there was a 4th down where Oregon came out in that formation and Sid called a timeout. And I thought to myself, good, they're going to address this problem right now because Sid saw it and going to go to the sideline and they'll make an adjustment. They come out of the timeout, they go into a similar formation as they had in the past, and Oregon picks up the 1st down on the play that they had already run 3 or 4 times and were showing they were going to run before the timeout. And it was just very surprising to see that kind of poor game planning out of the defense, because Gregory has been really good in the last couple years about making very effective game plans, particularly against spread teams like Oregon. Now, to give the defense some credit, there was a lot of good there in other areas, and Oregon played an awesome offensive game. Masoli was on the mark. He by far played the best game of the season for him, perhaps the best game of his career. He was very good at being deceptive, better than I've seen him be in the past. His handoffs were very hard to pick up, whether he was keeping the ball or handing it off. And the rest of the offense did an excellent job as well. There was lots of confusing motion. You really have to give it to Chip Kelly. It feels like they had circled this game on the calendar and had been in the back of their minds working out game plans long before this week arrived, because they had an excellent game plan for this 3-4 defense of Cal. I think the Bears could have done much better against it, but there's no doubt that Oregon really gave a heroic effort and deserve a lot of credit. There's no doubt about it. So I'm not nearly as disappointed in the defensive performance as I am in the offensive performance. Because Oregon played great, and there were many aspects of the Cal defense that played acceptably. However, the offense, I think, was remarkably, horribly game-planned. We knew from the get-go that Oregon was going to be bringing a lot of heat and a lot of pressure. They were going to be putting 8 men in the box, sometimes 9 men in the box. So what did we do? We ran a whole bunch of bunch formations where we brought everybody in tight, even the wide receivers, and let Oregon put 11 men in the box. And I'm sorry, that's just not going to work. You have to force a team that's doing that to cover more ground than they want to, or to beat them very badly when they don't. And dump off patterns and reverses and outside screens, not center screens. We ran a whole bunch of center screens that went right into the teeth of their defense. You need to be doing these sorts of things to spread them out, to force them to look at all of your motion, to use misdirection, to do all sorts of things to make them pay for putting so many people on the line of scrimmage trying to stop best. And we did none of them. If anything, we played right into their hands. And, again, the worst part, we weren't making adjustments. Okay, I get it, in the first quarter, you didn't have the best plan out the box. But the end of the first quarter, the score was tied 3-3. But we kept pounding at it. We kept doing more of it. Halftime adjustments? No. We kept at it after that. And when you just keep going 3 and out and 3 and out and 3 and out, you're making life impossibly difficult on your defense. Yet another reason I don't criticize them as much as the offense. And you're also not allowing yourself to get into any rhythm offensively either. So it was just really, really distressing to see the offensive game plan, particularly because I've seen so much good play calling in the last few weeks. And the best I can guess is that both Tedford and Ludwig were really worried about the noise, and so they wanted to simplify and bring everybody close so they could hear. And that was a huge mistake. They actually needed to go more diverse. They needed to go more spread out and use more creative, unique plays to keep the Oregon defense off balance and also to keep the team loose, to keep them excited. And they did exactly the opposite. You know, going back to that offense not helping the defense factor, Oregon won the time of possession battle, which they never do. They're such a fast-hitting offense. They score quick and they give up the ball quick. But they're used to that. They know how to play when they only get 20 minutes of possession time, and they'll win with that game in, game again. So it's not a big deal for them. Well, they actually won the time of possession battle this time with nearly 33 minutes of possession time. I mean, you're just not going to beat the Ducks when you let them do that. That just gave them everything they needed to win that game. And I think their defense did a good job, just like I think their offense did an exceptional job. So I'm not even sure the Bears necessarily win this game, even if they're doing all the right things. But it's going to be close. It's going to be a tight game. It's going to be another one of those games that have marked this rivalry ever since Tedford came to Cal. So that was really, really disappointing to me, and I've never seen the Bears come into a game with such a bad game plan. The upside of all of that is it's just one game's game plan. There's plenty of talent on this team. I mean, Riley's inability to hit his receivers was kind of distressing, but overall, I still believe in the talent of this team. I think there's a lot of it there. And I still believe that the coaching staff is capable of good game planning, even though they didn't. So I really think the team can rebound from this loss. But I do think it's going to be a difficult task. Because they lost so thoroughly and so embarrassingly, as I said earlier, it really does make a difference to give 100% at practice and believe in the game plan next week when something doesn't go right. You know, it's easy to believe in the game plan in the first couple of plays of the game, but when you have a couple of three and outs and it's not going so well anymore, that's when games like this really start to play on the psyche of the team. So I have hope, but this loss really hurts, and it's really going to take a monumental effort by this team to get back on track. Not because they don't have the talent, not because the coaching staff isn't capable of making the corrections, but just because of the psyche factor. Now, I'll tell you this. If the Bears come and beat USC next week, it'll be the equivalent of football confession. All will be wiped clean. We've been wanting to beat USC for far too long now and haven't pulled it off since 2003. And this team will very quickly forget what happened in Eugene with that win. And then if they can continue on to beat UCLA in the Rose Bowl, there will be very, very little memory of this loss. So it makes these next two games extra critical. It makes them pretty much season-defining. Because if the Bears lose these two games, we really could see it the kind of tailspin that affected us in 2007. I don't think it will be that bad. I think the Bears will still go in and win the games that are easy to win. But we might see something like a 7-5 type of team that loses two more, say, to Washington and, well, the Stanford again. So it really does come down to this USC game, and it's really important that the Bears have a good game plan. The good news is I've never seen such a vulnerable USC. I've now watched parts of all of their games. I caught some of their game last night against WSU, and they looked very mediocre. I know that Washington State team too well to think that a 27-6 victory by USC is something to be impressed by. USC has looked very vulnerable in every game. I mean, the loss to Washington is, of course, on the top of that list, but they look very vulnerable against Ohio State, and then they look vulnerable against Washington State. Heck, they even allowed San Jose State to stick around for nearly two quarters before they open things up. So I think that's the good news, that this team is still very talented. This team is still very capable. If they can keep away from their psyche problems, they can beat USC, particularly because the game is at home and USC is so vulnerable. And then the season is right back on track. The final thing I want to comment on, and I'll be making a separate post about this on the blog, is I looked at the search results of what got people to the blog last night, and top of the list was fire Jeff Tedford or some variant thereof. And I really think people are missing the big picture when they think that way. And I know those people are in the minority, and so I'm kind of preaching to the choir in the big picture, but he does so many things well, and he's building a great program here in Berkeley. Everything from the gym that's in progress to the renovation of the stadium to the recruits who are coming to Cal. This has just been a really, really great run for the Bears. And yeah, Tedford makes his mistakes. He's made plenty of mistakes. But at the same time, he learns from those mistakes. He gets better. And the big picture of what he's trying to accomplish is very, very good. So let's lay off the paranoia for a week, and let's see how we do against USC before we complain about the sky falling. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the podcast. I do have audio from the coaches and players here at the end, so stay tuned for those, and thank you for listening. On the road again. Here are quotes from head coach Jeff Tedford.
We got beat today by a better team. Oregon did a nice job giving them a lot of credit. We got our player, we got our coach. But we should have to believe in who we are, and you know, this is just one loss. You know, it's all it means is we're not going to go undefeated. Oregon played great today, and very tough place to play, and we didn't execute in any phase of offense, running the football, protecting the passer, passing game, nothing. So give Oregon all the credit. We didn't play very well today. But yeah, there'll be positives, no question. Every game, there's positives and the negatives, and you know it's important for us to take a look at both and evaluate where we can improve and get ready to play next week. Really, there wasn't because, you know, we got the ball and then we turned it right back over again. So, you know, there was momentum for us for a play and then we gave it right back up again. So, you know, it ended up not being for not really, you know. So, but, you know, the momentum was in their favor pretty much. They were just beating us at the point of attack. You know, we weren't getting any movement up front. Really impressed with their defensive front. They did a great job in the run game. They did a great job in rushing the passer. And again, give them all the credit. They did a great job with it. It was undisciplined, and you know, you can't do things like that. That's going to be a play for us to get us closer to the end zone. It turned out to be, you know, only first down. We didn't gain any yards on that thing. We couldn't protect the passer. You know, that was the problem. Is Kevin was really rushed all day long. And so we didn't do a good job of protecting the passer, and so you know, you got to be able to do that to get the passing game going. Again, you know, I got to go back and look at it, but you have to give Oregon credit. You know, I think we got a pretty good front, but you know, today we were manhandled up front today, and so it was you have to give them credit. They played very hard, and so you know that's all I can say right now. I still have confidence in our guys up front. Yeah, you know, I have a lot of confidence. We'll go back to work this week with a good attitude, and you know, obviously SC is a great football team, and so, you know, there's going to be a lot of focus, a lot of concentration on what we need to get done. We need to do a better job as a coaching staff to put our players in a position to be successful. No, you know, I mean, I got a lot of confidence in this team. I love this team. I love the kids. They prepare well, and, you know, it's one loss. And, you know, it's a tough loss, you know, because you know, we were beat pretty soundly today. And so I think we get everybody's attention to make sure that we work extremely hard as we prepare for this next week. Absolutely. It always is. This is the toughest place to play in our conference, for sure. One of the toughest in the nation. It's really tough to communicate. The fans did a great job here. I've got a lot of respect and admiration for these people here. They do a great job. On the road
again. Here are quotes from defensive coordinator Bob Gregory.
I can't tell you exactly why, because you got to watch the film, but there was a couple times where on the screens we just didn't respond quick enough, and we got first downs on us. The one call, I think the last touchdown, we were trying to make something happen, and I called a zero blitz, which... had to do it again, I wouldn't do it. But we're trying to make something happen at that point in the game, and they ran another little screen. They picked the guy who was on them, and good job on their part. And but you know, it was a whole deal. We didn't play well as a defense at all today. Well, the set itself, they do that every week. They motion a tight end back and ran some plays that we weren't quite ready for, and did some blocking schemes that were good against us, and we were struggling with it a little bit. Yeah, I mean, they can move the ball against anybody. Certainly, we didn't think they would move the ball that well against us. But that's what this offense can do. I mean, they can be pretty explosive on any given day. I mean, if we saw it coming, I wouldn't have showed up. I mean, no. I mean, we certainly always expect to play better than we did today. And it was a major struggle. Hats off to them. They did a great job. I did not do a good job. We got to get back at it next week. Well, they did do a few wrinkles in terms of what they were doing running-wise that were a little bit different than we had practiced on, which we should have practiced on, but we didn't. And we just got to learn from it and make sure we practice on everything we think they could do in the future. The decision to start Josh was because of Darian's kind of performance 2 weeks ago against Minnesota. And we just kind of felt like that Josh was playing good enough. He played in our sub-packages and felt like he deserved a chance to play. I thought he did pretty good today. No, it was just late in the game, and we didn't want to get him hurt. Yeah, he was tweaked going into the game,
right.
And we didn't want to get him hurt anymore at that point in the game. On the road
again. Here are quotes from quarterback Kevin Riley.
We just took turns messing up everybody on the team. I'd miss a throw, someone would go wrong block, and I put a lot on the first fumble. That was me. That was my fault. And I scored from that. And we never got going. It was a terrible game. We learned from this, learned from our mistakes, and just forget about it. That's all you can do. They had a good game plan. They defensed well and didn't let us get going in anything. Give it to Oregon for playing well. It was them, but it was a lot of us as well, just playing bad. Just waiting to get something going, then, just never did. And that's all I was saying, just taking turns, just missed throw, like this missed block, not hitting the hole. It was everybody on the offense, just taking turns messing up, and that's all there is to it. The things that we were running, they're pretty open. We just continued, went more into our game plan. And, we came out and started off well and then didn't do anything. Next drive, same thing, didn't do anything. And couldn't capitalize on anything. It's one loss. We don't want this to be a downward spiral. So we got to come out, practice harder, and get better. Take care of the little things. No, I wouldn't say so. It definitely has an effect, just in rhythm and smoothness of as it goes. But it's a lot nicer to play at home, no doubt. But it was the same as last week, a little louder. But it was us. The one I messed up on, did a little draw, and I was just late getting it to him, and I just hit him on his hip and didn't get on it. Taking away another opportunity when our defense made a play, and it's giving right back to him, which isn't our game. Yeah, absolutely. I think this got a little frustrated not being able to do anything. They were making plays and we weren't. That's all there is to it. No, absolutely. People saw us today and people have seen us play before. This isn't like how we play. And, Oregon did a good job of taking us out of our game, but it was more us than them. And we'll come back next week and surprise people the way we play, no doubt. Yeah, we're going to get better from it and we'll respond. SC is a good team. We'll play better, no doubt about it. Yeah, one of them. This is our offense performance. It's not what I expected going in at all. I expected to put up 40 points a game. We didn't do it. And we have talent on this team, and we're gonna get better, no doubt about it. On the road
again. Here are quotes from running back Jahvid Best.
Honestly, I don't know. I doubt it was the noise, but I don't know why we didn't execute. Well, it didn't surprise us because, as far as the offense, we weren't moving the ball a lot, and we weren't giving our defense a fair chance, so that's what happens when you don't give a defense a fair chance. Defense was on the field a lot this game. Now, I'm just trying to put it behind me and get ready for next week. We were down a little bit, but everybody's just trying to relax and just tell everybody to forget about it and get ready for next week. The biggest thing he said was, all this means is we're not going to have an undefeated season. He was telling us that this doesn't mean we can't win the Pac-10. This doesn't mean we can maybe even go to the national championship. All this means is we're not going to be undefeated. Yeah, I think so. Because we just didn't play like ourselves today. It'd be different if we played excellent and still lost. That's a big difference. On the road
again. Here are quotes from offensive lineman Mike Tepper.
The whole day we knew they were going to line 8 and 9 in the box and bring guys from all over the place. And I think as a elder of the team, I think I want to put a lot of it on myself in the offensive line. We couldn't open holes up for Jahvid or Shane or any of the backs back there. We kind of really protect Riley. First play of the game, I gave him a sack. That was my first collegiate sack ever. And, the stands were loud and all that stuff, but it all came down to us executing. I took the first play was mine. I made a mistake on that play. Matt Smith made a mistake. Chris made a mistake. Cheadle made a mistake. Schwartz made a mistake. We all took our turns. It just depended upon the play. And, I made two mistakes, big mistakes the whole game. If you take two mistakes, the whole group, 11 on offense, that's 44 plays, 22, Yeah. We're plays that, you know, mistakes. That's half, more than half a game. And, you know, some plays we had good, some plays we had bad. And we're definitely going to take a look at this film and learn from it. We have a lot to learn. I've never been shut out before in my life in any sport. So this is going to be definitely a huge learning experience. And I'm ready for us to get better from it. I'm surprised that we played this poorly, but I am very impressed with their how they played. You know, even with us kind of knowing that they're going to bring the house, we couldn't really do very much on offense, obviously. So, like I said, look at the film and learning. I think it's definitely you know, hey, we got to come back to this. You know, we don't want another 2007 season, which we will not have. We will not have that, and we're going to learn from it. We're going to come in tomorrow. We're going to learn and get better. Yeah, I think our leaders, you know, Holt and Young will step up and, you know, motivate the team, and we will come back and be ready for SC. You know, Minnesota tried doing that to us, but they were a little bit slower. They're bigger. You know, I've never gone up against a 250-pound D-tackle before until today. And, you know, Minnesota's was 330. The other guy was like 325. And these guys were a little bit lighter, a little bit faster, but... I think it just came out as executing. They brought the game plan and all that, and they took it to us, but we shot ourselves in the foot left and right. No, this team is an amazing team. It's just we got beat, and we got beat pretty bad. And that's it. I knew what Chris, our center, was making calls to. I knew what our pass protection rules were, and, you know, I think Noyes kind of got... affected me a little bit. You know, I was a little bit farther from Kevin, but you know, so I made some stupid mistakes. You know, so Kevin, you know, Chris pointed out somebody on a run play, and I went to him, and I would never do that. I would always go to the next from him. So it was just some stupid things on all of our parts. A lot louder. This is probably twice as loud. Definitely, this place is really, really loud, and. You know, in Minnesota, third down long, I had no problem hearing Kevin. I couldn't hear Kevin at all. I couldn't get a snap count, so. On the road
again. Here are quotes from wide receiver Verin Tucker.
We were not able to do that today, but we know it's important that, you know, that if we get man up outside or cloud, we got to be able to beat it just to get the pressure off Javid. And every time I look back, I notice they were always in the backfield. So I felt like, you know, next week I just got to do more of my part, just making plays down the field, make the corners feel threatened by us. Focus. You know, we understand that, you know, this is a tough loss, but we're going to have to put this loss behind us and go to next week when we face SC and understand that, you know, the Pac-10, we can still win the Pac-10. So the focus in the locker room is we understand we lost this game, but we're focused. We're prepared. I really just don't know what happened. I'm still kind of shocked by it, you know. But, you know, we're going to watch film and see what we did. It's still kind of shocking. Honestly, I'm not sure that was in the plan. Initially, we're going to go 50-50. We're going to run some. We're going to throw some. But, unfortunately, the running game couldn't get going as early as we wanted to. So, unfortunately, we have to throw. My emotions got the best of me. I was kind of... riled up. I felt like it was pass interference. And I just kind of got up, yelled, you know. But that was something that, you know, our coaches don't like. And so that was my fault.
It looked like Jeff quickly pulled you over.
Yeah, he pulled me over and let me know that's something that we don't do here. And I let him know that my emotion got the best of me. He said, do you understand that? And it didn't happen again. On the road
again. Here are quotes from linebacker Mike Muhammad.
Yeah, and they really brought the tight end into it. And we just had a hard time accounting for him, you know. We just couldn't really adjust, and, you know, it just got us in trouble. I would say, you know, we're a little down. You know, that's not the outcome that we wanted, but we're optimistic for next week. You know, we feel like we're going to bounce back strong, and, you know, we're going to keep rolling, keep playing Cal football. Yeah, I would say probably a little bit more motivation, you know. We definitely don't want this to happen again. And that just means we have to work a little bit harder, you know, put in a little bit more film, a little bit more in the weight room, a little bit harder at practice, and we're going to bounce back. You know, a couple years ago, we were number two, and when we lost, you know, kind of in the locker room, it felt like it was the end of the world. You know, now all that means is we're going to have one loss season. And, you know, the Pac-10 is still wide open. We can still win the Pac-10, which is our goal. You know, just from watching the film and other games and last year even, you know, the running had been their main focus. And, you know, they just came out throwing. And, you know, it kind of caught us off guard. And they ended up throwing pretty well, which was another thing they hadn't really shown. You know, they didn't really show the ability to, you know, to make those types of passes. We saw that last year when we played them. And, you know, he had been doing that in the previous three games that we saw. So throwing on the run, you know, we're ready for that. I think just the amount of throwing that they did and the different schemes that they threw at us. That's the type of offense they run, you know, the spread. Their goal is to spread us out, and they did a good job of that. You know, they spread us out, and, you know, those little quick hitters would get, you know, 5 or 6 yards every time, and, you know, eventually that's going to add up. And then, you know, they hit us with a long one and would score. So just a combination of things, you know. Yeah, I guess I would say it was a little bit harder, but we definitely weren't about to quit. We were in there fighting to the last minute, and, you know, things just didn't turn out our way. But we're going to bounce back, and we're going to work on tackling for sure this week. Not really. We practiced that. You know, in practice, we had our scout team running the plays real quick, one after another. We did a little bit extra conditioning just to get ready for, you know, that type of offense. So I wouldn't say that really had that big of an effect. I think the biggest thing was, you know, we weren't able to just stop drives. They were having long drives, and that's when the fatigue really starts to kick in. On the
road again. Here are quotes from cornerback Sidquan Thompson.
We knew it was going to be a tough game, you know, playing in a tough environment. But you know, I'm just happy that we kept playing. Though, I mean, we didn't give up, and we kept playing all the way to the end of the game. I felt good. You know, felt like I was trying to make a play for the team. You know, felt like I feel every week, every day. You know, Oregon's a good team. You know. You know, they bring a variety of things into the offensive package, you know, and, you know, we kind of expected for a lot of things to happen, you know, see them do a lot of things in their offense. So, you know, it was just about us responding, you know, and we played hard. You know, they just played basic football, working football, you know, and, you know, there's a couple plays, a couple drives that just got away from us, you know. I think just us being out of place, you know, maybe some type of communication confusions, you know, it could have been anything, you know. I mean, it's just something that we got to work on, you know. It's about us going in the film room tomorrow and correcting everything that happened. We didn't expect it to, for the results to be like this, but we expected them to do a lot. Last couple of years we were able to contain the offense a little better. This year they just got the best of us, you know. But you know, everybody still got their head up on the team. I mean, you know, we're looking to move forward, ready to watch the film. You know, see where the mistakes is at, see where we messed up at, and now just preparing for next week. You know, this game is behind us. You know, we started off with a loss in Pac-10. You know. And we're still striving to be the Pac-10 champ. So, you know, everybody's just real eager to get back on the field and practice this week. Every opponent we play is a good opponent, you know, is capable of winning a football game. So, we weren't looking ahead, you know, our focus is on Oregon, and, you know, we just didn't get the results that we wanted. You know, it's easy if everybody buys into the team concept, you know, do what we always do. You know, win or lose a game, put the game behind you and move on for the next opponent. So, I mean, I think it'll be fairly easy for us. You know, we can't come back and play this game. The game is over. All we got to do is be able to respond from this game. That's what it's about. There's a lot of times, you know, throughout, you know, summer practices, spring practices, and fall camp where the offense had a better day than our defense had a better day than the offense. You know, we always came back out that next practice and, you know, competed to beat each other better. So, you know, we've been through the ups and downs, you know, and we know what it takes in order to compete and come out and be at a high level.